Mick, disappointing result here at Amesbury. Not the best surrounding, not the best pitch, but to be fair, not a good performance by Porchester either.
No, can't use the pitch or anything as an excuse. To be fair to Amesbury, they needed to win to make sure that they had a chance of staying up, and that was the difference in the two sides. They were hungry for it. I thought they ran harder. We had a little spell second half. We hit the post a couple of times, hit the bar. But at the end of the day, the performance wasn't good enough over 90 minutes, and fair play to Amesbury, they deserved a win.
Pretty shocking start, 26 seconds, one of the quickest goals of the season, Cats. What on earth happened there?
That, just one straight ball down the middle, lack of concentration. I'm sure we can find a lot of excuses to why, you know, players are tired and why, we've had a lot of games in a short space of time, but can't use that as an excuse. And I say we started on the wrong foot. That set the tone for the game. We battled our way back in, got ourselves in front, gave away a sloppy equaliser, 2-2 at half-time, and then it was a case of who wanted it the most second half, and Amesbury wanted it more than we did, and that's disappointing for us to take, but we have to take it on the chin and regroup for Monday.
Obviously, you and Suss can only do so much. It seemed to be being a very lacklustre performance from the Royals today, honest, Cats.
Yeah, I think not only do you get physically tired, you get mentally tired by playing a lot of games, and we made a few changes today to try and freshen it up. That didn't really work, so we can't complain. We were going to have a bad performance at some stage. The players have run through brick walls for the club, really, and as much as we're frustrated, we want to win every game, quite rightly. But you have to put it into context, really, and I say it's how we respond now on Monday. We've got to do the right things, and I expect this group of players to come out Monday and show that was just a one-off bad performance and they're a better side than that.
What side of the bed did Bobby Scott get out of this morning? How many Black Cats did he run over on the way here? They've hit the woodwork three times, Porchester. He's hit the woodwork twice, and to be fair, it wasn't that bad a performance from Bobby, but he hasn't scored today.
No, Bob's a goal scorer, and I say he got into some good areas, he had chances. Some days they go in, some days they don't. Today it was one of those days it didn't happen for him, and Dan Wooden as well hit the woodwork. So, we have to take it on the chin, and we have to respond on Monday.
That does look like the top three has officially gone now for Porchester.
Yeah.
What's the aim for the rest of the season now for you and Suss?
The aim is to finish fourth if we possibly can, and I think on the balance of the season, from what I've seen, we are capable of being the fourth best team in the league. Not that it counts for a great deal, but we don't want the season just to peter out. We want to get the wins that we need and hopefully secure fourth place.
Would it be fair to say that Porchester have underachieved this season by not finishing in the top two? Or is that doing Blackfield and Langley and Andover a disservice?
It's doing them a disservice, really. They've been the best two sides in the league. And I don't see how you can say that Porchester have underachieved when the season hasn't finished yet. And if we finish higher than we did last year, we haven't underachieved. We've overachieved. If anything, we're higher than we were last year. And it's been a bit of a disjointed season. For various reasons, and all we can do is judge it when the season's over, when we know when we're going to finish.
The positive thing, though, is you'll be able to push on next season. You and Suss still in charge, have a full season and a proper go at getting the aim that Paul really wants to, which is Porchester in the Southern League.
Look, we know what the club wants to achieve. We want to achieve that as well. Obviously, I didn't come in at the start of the season, so it's been a bit of a difficult season for myself, but it'll be nice to have a pre-season, obviously put a squad together that's our squad, and then really that's what we'll be judged on next season. And if we don't achieve it then you could possibly say we've underachieved, but I say we just want to finish as high as we can this season. We've got two cup finals to play that we obviously want to win, and once it's all done and dusted, then we'll dissect it and see where we feel we went wrong and where we can improve.
Well, cheers, Mick. Thank you for speaking to us, as always.
Thanks,
have a good week. Cheers, mate.
Yep, thank you, mate.